Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Within a couple of weeks or so, many of us are going to be making New Year's resolutions, and so please join me in raising an early glass to entrepreneurs, workplace leaders, and employees in general for this coming year of commerce. So here are three workplace resolutions that I've got top of mind for these three vitally important categories of workers. First of all, for the entrepreneurs. I hope as entrepreneurs, we will continue to be entrepreneurial. See, an entrepreneur is defined as a person who organizes and operates a business or businesses, taking on greater than normal financial risks in order to do so. And make no mistake, these are the people we need to thank for creating jobs. It's the cool products and services they had the vision to create that creates jobs. Often they achieve this after considerable personal financial risk. You know, it's not the government that creates jobs, it's the entrepreneurs. Fun fact, did you know that 99.9% of businesses in the United States are actually classed as small businesses? And there are over 36 million of them in this land of opportunity. May they continue to opportune in 2026. Now, for the workplace leaders, I hope as workplace leaders will continue to lead well. There's nothing worse than a leader who doesn't lead well. If you're a leader, please be reminded that the commodity that you're actually dealing in is trust. People will follow you if they trust you, and trust is easy to say, but very hard to do. Trust is really comprised of two essential elements: character, which of course is who you are, and competence, which is what you do and how well you do it. So if you're not a good person, but you're competent, people will not trust you. And likewise, if you're a good person, but incompetent, people won't follow you. If you're a very senior leader, you've likely been lifted to that position because of your competence. Just take care this year to ensure that your character doesn't let you down at these lofty heights, which can be very dizzying. See, organizations like WorldCom, Enron, Tyco International, and Global Crossing, just to name a smidgen, are all fairly recent examples that demonstrated that high competence with low character is actually a lethal cocktail. It can cause a drunken stupor in the halls of power that is highly likely to bring the house of cards tumbling down. And then finally, for employees in general, I hope as employees that we actually work better than ever before. Notice that I didn't say harder, but better. We're a pretty hardworking nation here in the USA. See, according to the website worldatlas.com, do you know that the USA is the seventh hardest working country in the world of the 195 countries, measured by hours worked per year per employee? And according to Wikipedia, we're the third most productive country in the world, measured by gross domestic product per hour worked. So why do I mean better rather than harder? Well, let's do our work to the very best of our ability. Let's commit to doing our work with a good attitude. Let's work as if we own the business by initiating ideas and watching waste. Let's serve our customers and colleagues in a manner that we ourselves want to be served. Let's be grateful for all we have, and then may we find even more is gifted to us in the form of pay raises and promotions. When we all work better, see, everyone wins: our customers, our colleagues, our organizations overall, our shareholders if it's a corporation, and even the government in increased tax revenues if we're a taxable entity, which in part gets reinvested back into the economy. One of the biggest reasons people fail to keep their New Year's resolutions is because they're not specific enough. It's easy to drop out or walk away when you set resolutions that are vague or general. So how about you? What workplace resolutions could you set for yourself for 2026? Be smart about it. You know, be specific. Ensure it's measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound, meaning it has a date when you want to achieve that resolution by. You know, I'd love to hear what workplace resolutions you're going to set this year. So feel free to drop me a line at paul.butler@newleaftd.com. I'd love to hear them. May we collectively, as entrepreneurs, workplace leaders and employees in general, Have a wonderful working 2026. Cheers, or in honour of my Irish heritage, Sláinte.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.